share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Popular Singaporean YouTuber and host Daryl Ian Koshy, or more known as D-Kosh, has been sentenced to 32 weeks of imprisonment yesterday, the 5th of August 2022, for sexual offenses involving teenage boys in the country. The sentence follows a guilty plea by him in court last May, in which he was charged with attempting to procure an indecent act from a young person and communicating with a minor to obtain sexual services, in relation to two teenage victims. Furthermore, according to court documents, D-Kosh solicited paid sex from a total of four teenage boys between February 2017 and August 2020. As reported by CNA, another two charges related to two of the victims were considered for sentencing. Previously, D-Kosh also admitted to secretly filming himself having sex with another victim aged between 23 and 25. He also faced two more charges of making and possessing obscene films, which were also taken into consideration for sentencing by the sitting judge. Deputy Public Prosecutor Lim Ying Min during the trial called D-Kosh a seasoned criminal skilled at avoiding detection, and that his offenses were all highly premeditated. During sentencing, the sitting judge said that D-Kosh was persistent and sought to overcome the resistance of one of his victims by asking him to think of the money he was offering, and that he even exploited his social media presence to track down one of the teenage victims, whereby he posted a photo of that victim, which he had seen during a video shoot to be able to find the boy via his followers and fame. D-Kosh rose to fame in Singapore through his YouTube channel and was a presenter on radio station Power 98. He was also a co-host for the famous YouTube channel Night Owl Cinematics before being discreetly let go by the company after allegations of sexual misconduct arise. What do you guys think of D-Kosh's sentencing? Was the punishment befitting of his offenses? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Johor-born SG influencer exposed for allegedly abusing and using foul language towards her employees. Source: CNA. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.